This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Well, it looks like Senator Al Franken is going to finally resign. Now, he hasn't yet at the time of this recording, but he's scheduled to make an announcement that most people believe will be a resignation announcement. It's been coming. This guy is a pervert. He's a creep. He stole his senatorial seat, by the way, committed election fraud there in, I think, Minnesota, right? He's a creep. He's a liar. He's an egomaniac, just like all the other, well, not all of them, but most of the other senators and bureaucrats who are in positions of power. Now, what happened was more women came forward and said that he had groped them. It's not just the one we saw in the photo, although the photo is what unleashed all of this. There are many other women who have been groped. I think the number's up to like 9 or 10 that have now accused Al Franken. And I understand that a person could be falsely accused, perhaps, by one or two or maybe three women, but you start getting up in that count like 9 or 10, it's probably true. You know, it probably happened. John Conyers, the Democrat congressman, just recently resigned a couple days ago. And now Al Franken is set to resign as well. This is on top of, Charlie Rose getting nailed. Well, you know, resigning, being pushed out. Of course, Matt Lauer at NBC. We've got Glenn Thrush from the New York Times. This is the Harvey Weinstein effect just rippling through the Democrat Party and taking them down. And the Democrats are infuriated because this was all supposed to take Trump out. Because Trump, remember, was caught on audio talking about, bragging about how he could grab women's, you know, body parts or whatever. It was like braggadocious locker room talk with that guy named Billy Bush, who's an anti-Trumper. It's a hot mic thing. And Trump, it didn't matter to the voters that Trump had been caught saying these things. Now, if Trump had been caught doing these things, different story. If there were videotape of him doing it, it's over. Forget it. But when it comes to, you know, Al Franken, there is a photo of him grabbing this woman's breasts while she's asleep, groping her in her sleep and smiling demonically at the camera, you know, like bragging that he was able to get away with this like a, I don't know, like a 12-year-old kid or something. And that's what set this off. So this is all backfiring on the Democrats, just like the election did. They thought that they had won the election for Hillary Clinton, but it backfired on them because they lied so much in the media that a lot of Clinton voters didn't bother to come out and vote because they figured, Clinton's got this thing locked up. Why do I need to vote? And so she lost. And now everything's backfiring on the Democrats, including the corrupt Robert Mueller, James Comey, FBI investigation into the Trump administration is now being exposed as a political hit piece because every investigator hired by Mueller is an anti-Trumper, Hillary Clinton supporter, and they are covering for Hillary. They're actually covering up the lies for Hillary while fabricating things to go after President Trump, General Flynn, and others like that. So this whole thing stinks to high heaven, but it is hilarious to see Al Franken going because Al Franken, you know, like most Democrat senators, he's an arrogant pervert prick. He's a liar. He hates America. You know, he's all the things that Democrats are. They hate the Constitution. They hate the Bill of Rights. They claim to love women and respect women. Well, they're the ones groping women. How many Democrats have gone down over these accusations versus Republicans? It's like, what, 20 to 1? 10-1? I don't know. It's a big number. A lot more Democrats are falling because of accusations from women. So the war on women, which was supposed to be this campaign tactic to get Hillary Clinton elected, right? They were doing a war on women by saying all the Republicans have a war on women. But the actual war on women is being carried out by the Democrats through groping, sexual assault, sexual abuse, rape. I mean, look at Bill Clinton. Raped multiple women and got away with it. Bill Clinton still hasn't gone down because the mainstream media protected Bill Clinton decade after decade. They are dishonest. They are they're really anti-women. And they have smeared and destroyed the reputations of the women who were sexually assaulted and abused by Bill Clinton and other Democrats over the years, like Harvey Weinstein. He was given a free pass and he was given protection because he was donating big dollars to Democrat causes like Hillary Clinton's campaign and Planned Parenthood and things like that. So as long as you're a Democrat and you donate a lot of money to Democrat causes, you too can be covered for all your rapey behavior, your abusive, groping, sexual assault of women, and you'll be covered for it if you're a Democrat and if you give enough money to the Democrats. So the Democrats are losing senators. They're losing news anchors. They're losing, you know, entire companies like the Weinstein film companies. Kind of going down in flames as well. Democrats are losing big time. And all they can do is keep attacking Trump and saying, oh, the Republicans are anti-women. The Republicans are the Islamophobes. Republicans are the racists. Remember when Obama was running for president, that was the big tactic of the left, was to say that Republicans were racist. And then when Hillary was running for president, it would say Republicans are sexist. So what are they going to do next? Come up with like a transgender candidate for president in 2020? And then if you dare criticize the candidate, you're a transphobe. You're a transphobic cretin. You're a horrible person because you're transphobic. How dare you say that biological men who decide they're women shouldn't compete in weightlifting contests? Yeah, there's a trans weightlifter now who's been winning all these medals. I think it's in Australia. He's going to the Olympics, or she, if you want to call her she. She's going to the Olympics. It's a dude, okay? It's a big, bulky, muscular, weightlifting dude going to the Olympics as a woman, but it's a man. Gee, you think he's going to win a few medals? It's like, what are they going to have? Like wrestling competition where you have a trans who used to be a biological man. Now he says he's a woman and he's just beating up women, putting them in headlocks and winning medals left and right. It's insane. But that's the left. That's Democrats. That's what they've come to. They're insane. They're delusional. They're dishonest. And they're all getting caught groping women. Why didn't Al Franken just say that he identifies as a woman and thus groping women is not a problem because he's not a man? I'm surprised he didn't have that defense. You can't blame a trans for groping. You know, that's going to be the campaign slogan probably for whatever trans person they run for president in 2020. You can't blame a trans. You can't say anything bad about a trans person. Because that's hate speech. Yes, if a trans person has lunatic economic ideas and you disagree with them, you're a transphobic, horrible person. You can't even argue facts. You can't debate. You can't do anything but bow down and kiss the toes of the trans candidate. Because that's who the left has to run. They have to pick the biggest victim possible. Maybe it's going to be an African-American trans Muslim. Yeah, how about that? It's like 3-in-1. An African-American trans Muslim or a Muslim African-American trans wrestler for president. that's who they're going to run. And you can't dare say anything. You'll be called a hater. You'll be censored by Twitter. You'll be kicked off of Facebook and Google. Because you dared disagree with a trans. That's what it's coming to because these people on the left are totally insane and they are the ones who are raping and groping and sexually assaulting women. But if you disagree with them, you're called a sexist. How insane is it? So, you know, bottom line answer, vote against Democrats at every opportunity. Always vote against Democrats, period. Almost doesn't matter who they are. Vote against them. Vote against the media. Vote against the lunacy. Just vote against them. They're insane. We'll see where it goes. All right. One senator down. How many more to go? How many Democrat senators are there? Like 47 or something? I don't know the exact number. So one down, maybe 46 to go. How many other gropers and sexual assaulters are there in the Senate who are Democrats? Probably quite a few. Let's watch them go down one by one. It'll be interesting. Take care, everybody. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.